Welcome to the Brave Little Podcast, coming from Dallas, Texas and Sacramento, California. Here's Skylar Teo and David Stauffer.
Everyone's just fallen in love with BB-8, and we haven't even seen the movie. And, like, what if he's, like, a super racist, like, a-hole droid, and it's, like, too late because we all, like, have bought his toy?
Yeah, I saw a tweet that was like, okay, we're all going to be sad, sorry, when it's a white supremacist.
Because if you think about it, C-3PO is kind of an a-hole, right?
No, he's a lovable a-hole, though.
Yeah, but he's...
We love him.
Yeah, he's such a jerk to R2, though.
He's no Jar Jar. Well, oh. R2's an idiot.
No, R2 knows everything. R2 knows what's up.
R2 can't even speak English.
R2's the one person...
If he's so smart, he'd learn how to speak English.
R2's the one living thing in the room that knows exactly what's going on.
He's not even alive.
Are you really team C-3PO? We need to talk about this in the
podcast
right now. Nope.
I don't like C-3PO that much. I'm just...
Oh, wait. We're recording. Oh, good. Okay. That's all going in. Oh, my gosh. I need people... Okay. I need record. I need people to know that you thought that you defamed R2-D2. Frick. And said that you prefer C-3PO.
So now my public image is that I have to defend C-3PO for the rest of my
good
life.
Good luck. Good luck defending the butler.
But you have to take Jar Jar.
No. What? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And you have to defend... Dang, I have to take C-3PO when he was like...
You have to...
Anakin Skywalker made C-3PO? Come on.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
Come on.
You have to defend midichlorians, okay?
It's worse than metachlorians. No. Yep. Yeah, this sucks.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough living in a world where the prequels exist. Anyway.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Brave Little Podcast. We, just like all of you, experienced Force Friday last weekend. My mom, growing up, would, like, wait in line at Toys R Us in the morning before it opened so she could get us, like, the specific action figures that we, like, would keep in the box. And she was all in, just like me and my brothers. And so Force Friday rolls around, and my mom goes to town with, like, Micro Machines, Hot Wheels, those Black Series action figures. And when I got home from my flight in Africa, I flew back into San Francisco and I went home. We're just Labor Day weekend. And, like, one of the rooms in our house, and, you know, we grew up in a, like, lower income area of Sacramento, South Sacramento. And one of the rooms is just, like, not filled, but, like, on the bed, there's just tons of Star Wars toys that will mostly go to my nieces and nephews. But, like, there's some cool stuff in there, man. It's hard not to get excited by that merch. Did you participate in Force Friday?
I did. I got a BB-8 on Friday. And
oh, remote control BB-8? Oh, tell me all about it.
Yeah. He's like my friend. I feel like when he's moving around, there's something very lifelike about it. Like, I was just driving him around, and he has so much personality. It's crazy. I hope he's not a terrible droid once the movie comes out. I hope he's a cool guy.
Would you consider it artificial intelligence? Is it like an AI, kind of?
It feels kind of like it. They say that the droid, like, learns stuff and, like, kind of develops. I'm not sure if that's high-minded.
That's terrifying. Marketing.
I love it, though. I love my little BB-8.
Dude, what if you...
Hey, should we should we start the show, like, officially?
This is,
like,
it, man. We already started.
What up?
It's in. We are 3 minutes into
it. It's the Brave Little Podcast.
It is the Brave Little Podcast.
Although, we've probably already had that part where the guy says it already.
Yeah, it's already played. Our friend Donald.
Very cool.
Shout out to Donald.
Thanks, Donald.
Who does our opening and closing. Anyway... Our last episode was fun. It was kind of a catch-up pod because we've been on a four-week hiatus. But we're back to being
hyper-focused. David, is this one going to be a mustard pod?
Oh, gosh. That was good. That was really good.
Is this going to be a mustard pod? Because you said,
yeah,
is this going to be a
ketchup
pod?
Yeah,
ketchup and mustard are, like, the two most famous
condiments
in America.
Right.
You also have mayonnaise, but I'm not sure that has any sort of...
Yeah, but... I mean, why have mayonnaise?
It's popular in the Polynesian culture more so than it is in the United States. Many people find mayonnaise disgusting.
Why would you have mayo
when
you can
have
Miracle
Whip? Although there is an alternative called,
right? Like, what?
Miracle Whip. Although I hate Miracle Whip, and I don't mind mayonnaise.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. I actually like both. I don't mind either. I feel too strongly about
it. There you go. Okay, question for you. Did you see J.K. Rowling made an announcement today that we've all been saying Voldemort wrong?
Stop it.
There's no, like, you don't pronounce a T on the end because it's French, so it's Voldemort.
Stop it.
This is what she said, and she's the creator.
Oh, my
gosh. So for all you sheeple out there who say Jif, start saying Voldemort.
Okay. So I love all the – so she's just going to keep making announcements? Like, what's next? Dumbledore's gay? I mean, this is –
Dude, he's not
– come on, JK.
Dumbledore was slaying. Women.
Look.
Witches. He was slaying witches. There we go.
You're welcome to come back after the fact and throw the stuff out there, but honestly, just write another book. Write another book, make another $1 billion.
Yeah, why does she not want more money? Although I'm starting to think that writing books is hard.
Yeah, I'm getting that sense too.
Because like, you see the guy, Game of Thrones dude, he could like make, yeah, he's taking, he could make time. $1 trillion, but he just sits there and doesn't make a move, doesn't make a book. Like, what is he doing all day? Just write your book.
He's probably on message boards and stuff
all day. What a nerd. Hey, George R.R. Martin, I'm calling you out. You're an idiot.
Oh.
You know what? You're not an idiot. I take it back, George R.R. Martin. That was really harsh. I feel like you're probably a good guy.
That was pretty harsh.
Who's just weird and needs to write his book. And I'm not going to read your book. I just want to watch the TV show with your book's content. That's so hard.
Well, Skylar, this time of year, as you well know, is basically like the Christmas season for cinephiles. The Oscar,
it's Oscar season.
We're at the door of the Oscar season. We're just starting to get into it.
I've got the Oscar fever. Hope you got it too. It's Christmas.
What I love about
Tinseltown.
Like, so we just got, like, in the last 4 weeks, we got a glut of trailers for films that are all being released between now and December 31st, right? They try to get it right in so it's eligible for Oscars. I love that some people will, like, rush to finish a movie, like Lone Survivor did that. So they'd be considered and then not get anything. Not even get any consideration. And then there are like movies like In the Heart of the Sea, which we'll talk about with Thor, and directed by Bryce Dallas Howard's father,
which
I believe
was supposed to come out 9 months ago.
In like early, yes, the beginning of the year. It's like January, February, which is usually like
death.
The dead season.
And then they moved it to Oscar season. It's the weirdest thing.
So that's really interesting. Usually they do it the other way around, like Monuments Men. It's supposed to come out in November, December. They push it to January. Right.
This is the exact opposite.
Yeah, so I kind of have hope for that film, but we'll talk about it. So the purpose of this episode here is we have a list of movies that have had trailers released in the last month or two. And we may play, I might, depending on how lazy I am in editing, I may play like a 5-10 second clip. Audio clip from those trailers that we talk about. There's just so many movies.
We'll tweet out all the trailers too, so people can.
Yeah, we'll tweet out links, but I want to give some context. And so we made a list of films that could be reasonably considered Oscar bait. Like these films are trying to be nominated for Oscars.
Correct.
And what's amazing about these things is like some of them will be really bad, and it happens every year. And you're like, I can't believe someone thought that this would be considered. Like this isn't good at all. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about that movie, and based on the trailer, now we've talked about this for a while and we're finally going to do it, we are going to predict the Rotten Tomatoes score the moment it becomes certified fresh. Okay.
Or certified whatever it is.
Certified rotten, maybe.
Correct.
So Skylar and I are going to make our predictions. I can tell you right now, I have not thought about any of them in terms of the number. Like I want to talk about it. You know, and then I'll come to a number in my head. I'm sure I have a range for each film, but we'll hash it out. But I want this to be a participatory activity. So that's where our sponsor comes in, MoviePass. MoviePass is awesome. They've been with us since the beginning of the podcast. It's a subscription movie service. It's really quite incredible for people who love movies. So this is what they're willing to do for the Brave Little Listeners: is you guys tweet us at Brave Little Pod, email us bravelittlepodcast@gmail.com your prediction for the movies that we're talking about, and if any one of you get the prediction like spot on, like exactly right, then we will give you a 2-week free trial of MoviePass. So on our sponsors, so on the house,
thank you MoviePass. It's way cool.
Thank you. So but seriously, people,
and thanks for nothing, FanDuel.
Yeah, FanDuel unwilling to.
We asked them to do some cool stuff for you guys, but they said no.
Yeah. Apparently our last podcast was, quote, controversial was the word their lawyer used.
They didn't like the FanDuel of the week. Like, get over it, FanDuel.
Yeah, they thought,
we get it.
They said it didn't match, it didn't represent their brand.
They're so worried about their brand.
Oh my god.
And not making
offensive
jokes. I can't wait to find out what the FanDuel of the week is going to be next week.
So, Skyler.
Yes.
Should I run through this list?
Let's start going.
Name all the films, or just do one film at a time.
I said we go one film at a time. And move let's just yeah, go right. one by one.
Let's do that. From the top, let's see what I have. First, we're actually going to start, no particular order, we're going to start with Black Mass.
Ooh.
For those of you who don't know Black Mass, it is a film starring Johnny Depp with colored contact lenses, playing the Boston gangster Whitey Bulger.
Now, I understand this is roughly a sequel to Mordecai. Like, this is kind of like a rough sequel. It's the same universe.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, when Mordecai bombed the box office, they had to do kind of a hard pivot, and they had to change the name of the characters and the title of the
That's
film.
Good.
But
That's a good call.
It's loosely based on the events of Mordecai.
Nice.
Tell me you saw Mordecai.
I did not see Mordecai. I don't want to give them my money. Yeah.
Of course not. So, Black Mass. Whitey Bulger. It's a true story of this crazy gangster in Boston, Massachusetts. What's interesting about this is there's no shortage of mobster Boston films. The Departed comes to mind as one of the more recent ones. Were you in or out on Departed, by the way?
Totally in. Okay. I like Departed.
Jack Nicholson, man, that's his last meaningful role.
Probably so, yeah.
Before he's semi-retired.
Yeah.
Anyway, Black Mass, it comes out, let's see here. I guess it's been released in limited release just this last weekend.
Yeah. Well, we should say a lot of these movies are at the Toronto Film Festival this weekend and this next week.
Yes, like, yes.
This is the
yes.
beginning. And I wanted this to hurry. This is the official beginning.
I wanted it. Correct. Yeah, the film festival, Toronto and the, is it Venice Film Festival?
Yeah, and then there's one in New York that they do.
Right.
A couple
weeks
later. Yeah.
So I wanted to hurry and get our predictions out before all of these will get. In fact, I think Black Mass already has a few reviews in. Thankfully, not enough for us to really know what it'll eventually land on. But we got to get these predictions in before we know. We don't want to get it spoiled. So Black Mass has an all-star cast, by the way. You've got Benedict Cumberbatch in this. Because he's got to be in an Oscar-nominated film every single year.
Absolutely. He has to. It's in his contract.
I can't imagine. He probably just took, because he wasn't in anything this year, right? I mean, he probably took the year off after Invitation Game. And then, it was coming towards the end of the year, and he's probably got his agent on the phone. He's like, hey, get me in anything that's going to be nominated. And boom, Black Mass. And I think people will get nominated. Joel Edgerton is in this. Love that guy. Talk about him all the time. Australian actor from Warrior. Guy who plays Brandon Conlon.
And
he is also Pharaoh in the Moses movie by Ridley Scott.
Did you see that?
Which is crazy. I didn't see it. No.
I passed on that one. Don't forget
pass.
Todd from Breaking Bad, who's wearing some serious face makeup in the trailer. And then
or Landry from Friday Night Lights, if any Friday Night Lights fans out there.
Yeah. And then you got 50 Shades herself, Dakota Johnson.
Okay. Wow.
It's quite the all-star cast. Yep. You weren't kidding.
There's a ton of people in there. Kevin Bacon's in it. Adam Scott's in it. I mean, Peter Sarsgaard's in it.
Ooh,
ton of people.
Peter Skateboard.
So the question is will this movie be any good? The thing about trailers that's so deceiving, and you know this, you can have a trailer editing is an art, right? You could make a terrible movie. A terrible movie could have an amazing trailer, right? And of course, we've seen terrible trailers that have ended up being good movies. So it's hard to get a real good gauge, Monuments Men.
Oh,
right?
That looks like that's actually it's gonna good. Be such a good movie from that trailer.
That trailer is really good, and the movie is really bad. So Black Mass, it's hard to tell, but with that cast, and I'm a sucker for the mobster films. I'm a sucker for a lot of things. I find myself saying, but I'm going to, once you say a number, by the way, it's in. By the way, that's the rule.
Okay.
The number leaves your mouth, it's written in stone. So for Black Mass, did you have a number in mind?
I'm going to go 89.
We'll switch off. We'll alternate who goes first, by the way.
Okay, I'm going 89.
So you go 89%? Okay. I am going to go... I was going to go 80. So I was going to go somewhere between 75 and 80 was what I was thinking. So I'll write it down right
now. I think we got good Johnny Depp, so. Finally.
Yeah, it looks
like. When was the last time he made a decent movie?
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
No.
I'm kidding.
No.
Totally kidding, people. Those were not good movies.
The first one's great, though.
Okay. First one's it's amazing how I can't think of anything really quite like that. I mean, there's a lot of bad sequels, but how good the first one was and how terrible the second and
third
one is.
They're making a fifth. They're currently making a fifth.
Because they still make money, right? It's all that matters. Right. Okay, next film on the list, because there's a lot of them. Hateful Eight.
Ooh.
QT. He's on both of our Mount Rushmores. What did you think of this trailer when it dropped? What were your first
impressions? I was underwhelmed, if I'm going to be honest. Well, so the script has been out for this movie, but I avoided it because I kind of wanted to have the excitement of seeing the trailer for the first time without knowing everything that was going to happen.
I read the script.
Yeah. Well, we just had such a great run from Quentin Tarantino. Like, Inglourious Basterds is like one of my favorite movies of all time.
And it's his best. Yeah.
And then it's just, I really liked Django. Really, really liked Django. And this just feels like there's a lot less going on. I'm not as in love with the cast. I feel like it should have been Jeff Bridges. Like, it looks like it should be Jeff Bridges. It sounds like it should be Jeff Bridges, but it's not Jeff Bridges.
I spent the first 40 seconds of the trailer thinking it was Jeff Bridges. So. Yep. I agree. I was underwhelmed. It's a funny thing, though. Quentin Tarantino, I'm going to go see whatever movie he puts out no matter what anyway.
Right.
But I kind of like that it's tempered my expectations. It still had enough of the Tarantino-isms to get me like kind of excited and curious.
Oh, I'll be there opening night for sure. Like,
I feel like it'll feel like a much smaller film, being that it apparently largely takes place in like one building.
Right. Which is fine. It's not like that's not a great formula. No, like, that can totally work, but I'm just worried about Kurt Russell.
I'm actually worried about Kurt Russell too. This is who I'm not worried about though.
Sam Jackson?
Not worried about Sam Jackson, man. Nope, not ever. I'm never worried about Sam Jackson.
Sam Jackson's got this.
Bruce Dern, from The Burbs fame.
Oh yeah, from The Burbs.
We talked about on this podcast.
That's right.
From The Burbs, yeah.
His most famous
made
work.
Famous by The Burbs. Kind of struggled. Didn't have a real much of a career before The Burbs, but kind of put him on
and
the map.
And he really hasn't done much either since after. You know, it's just...
Until Nebraska.
His whole career has been The Burbs and Nebraska.
Nebraska was so good. But Bruce Dern's character in this film is the Confederate General Sanford Smithers. So I'm all in on
Smithers.
That. Cannot wait.
It's a great name.
Dude, do you think he'll have a Confederate flag, or because of like the... whole like Confederate flag thing recently.
Dude, that would be all the more reason for Quentin Tarantino to have a Confederate flag.
Of course, he's going to fly that thing so
he
proudly.
Loves anything like that that's controversy. He's amazing.
It is. But Bruce Dern fits in the Quentin Tarantino universe, which I'm really excited about. Great to see Tim Roth in there again. I mean, Pulp Fiction. I can't think if he was in another movie of Tarantino since then. But anyway, I will go first because you went first last time. I think The Hateful Eight will get a 91%.
I think... Let me see. What did Django get? Can I look up stuff like that? Is that allowed?
Yeah, you can look up Django.
Got an 88. I'm going to put this at like an 84. I feel like Quentin Tarantino, despite being beloved, is kind of controversial at the same time.
He is. I remember like the Weinsteins. I don't remember which mass shooting it was, but it was like around one of the big ones. The Weinsteins were like, yeah, we're going to stop making movies about violence. Meanwhile, like Quentin Tarantino is their golden child. He makes them so much money. And I'm like, I'm listening to them saying like, we're going to cut out with the violence. I'm like, yeah, I'm wondering how that meeting is going to go with Quentin Tarantino, by the way. Hey, Quentin, love your movies. We're happy to bankroll the next one. If we could do no violence, no blood, no gore. Cool.
Just
we're good.
Make it like PG. You can swear.
Kind of a PG Quentin Tarantino, yeah. Like,
don't try neuter Quentin Tarantino.
I don't know. In the trailer, were there any guns in the trailer? I don't know.
Definitely was a gun in the trailer.
Yeah, there was many guns. I'm excited for the movie. I think the premise is interesting, but I'm not. I wasn't like jumping out of my seat. I think I had a similar reaction to you. So next film. Oh, by the way, really quick, the first two sentences of the synopsis of this film are amazing, and this is it. Quote. Set 6 or 8 or 12 years after the Civil War, a stagecoach hurtles through the wintry Wyoming landscape. The passengers, bounty hunter John Ruth and his fugitive Daisy Domergue, race towards the town of Red Rock with Ruth, known in these parts as the Hangman, will bring Dahmer to justice. Anyway, look, 6 or 8 or 12 years after the Civil War, he doesn't care. Quentin Tarantino doesn't give a crap. That's his way of being like, I don't follow history. I make my own history. You saw that in Inglourious. That's when I do the same thing here. Is he the best writer in Hollywood?
He might be the best writer in Hollywood. And I think he might be the best writer-director in Hollywood, for sure.
He might be. Okay, next up. Sicario. Had you seen this trailer before today?
I had not seen this trailer before today.
What did you think?
Wait, sorry. What's the name of the movie? Sicario?
Sicario? I don't even know if I'm saying that right. S-I-C-A-R-I-O. It's Emily Blunt.
Okay, this is like the one I didn't watch then.
Oh, you didn't watch. Okay, so.
Scratch all this out.
Sicario is going to have to wait. Yeah, it's with Benicio del Toro, Josh Brolin.
Ooh.
Emily Blunt, who we owe quite a bit to for being the best, giving the best action movie performance of 2014.
Dude, Emily Blunt's great.
Yeah, she's awesome. I say this at the risk of sounding sexist, but at least I can't think of another like woman actress that I was like pumped to see in another action role that I want to see more action movies from, as Emily Blunt. Like she was so good in Edge of Tomorrow. She's perfect in that role. So like I want more action movies from her because we don't have enough like women action stars. It's just more Arnold and more Sylvester Stallone movies, remakes. Like more Emily Blunt action films, please. Thank you.
Right, for sure. I could definitely use with more her and less her husband in movies.
Dude, don't. John Krasinski is a good man.
He's fine.
I don't know anything about him. So Sicario, I don't even know if do you want to take a guess or are we going to punt on this one?
Let's punt on this one. You know what? I'm going to guess 94.
Oh, you're going to do it. Oh,
the poster 94. Is really okay. Cool. So I'm going to guess 94.
Yeah, it's a good poster. We're basing this off posters and trailers. Okay. In this case for you, just the poster. 94. Wow, that's your highest one yet. Okay. I'm going to do 82.
Love it.
We've been going pretty high. Well, just three movies in. Okay, next up. By the way, if we're missing any major movies, tweet at us. Let us know. Let's do this right. This next movie is really interesting because I didn't know it existed. I didn't know it was being made. I didn't know anything about it until I watched the trailer because it has a terrible name. It's called Pawn Sacrifice.
Oof.
And it's...
And you might think from that trailer like that it's some sort of... like an analogy or like they're making a metaphor and so it's kind of like this movie that goes on and they make a metaphor to chess or something. No. This is a movie all about chess. It's like 100% about chess.
It's a Bobby Fischer biopic.
Right.
And not to be confused with Searching for Bobby Fischer, which actually has nothing to do with Bobby Fischer.
Where is he?
This one actually does.
I don't know.
The movie title with the name Bobby Fischer has nothing to do with him. The one without the name Bobby Fischer is everything to do with him. It's weird. So, we got Tobey Maguire back from his Gatsby break.
Yep.
I'm sure he's made movies since then, but I just haven't seen any of them. Pawn Sacrifice, worth noting a couple things. Directed by Edward Zwick. Can you name another movie he's directed?
Dude, he did a James Bond movie, Defiance.
A James Bond movie, Defiance?
Yeah, it had that James Bond guy in it.
It was pretty much a James Bond movie. Yeah, he did Last Samurai as well with Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah, see? He's quality. He did Blood Diamond. Dude, he gets to work with really handsome people.
Yeah. No, he's Daniel good. Craig, he gets good Tom actors Cruise, in a lot of
and
it.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Oh, he did Love and Other Drugs, though. With my favorite guy, Jake. What were you
I never
doing?
Saw it. I never saw Love and Other Drugs.
Ugh, Anne Hathaway.
So, Pawn Sacrifice, a film about chess, starring Tobey Maguire as Bobby Fischer, Liev Schreiber, as of course someone named Boris.
He plays a Russian.
Also Peter Sarsgaard again. He's also in Black Mass, and that's kind of the principal cast. The trailer looks halfway decent. This is one of those movies that could be like really good and it could be really bad. I don't know.
It's hard because like the part of me that sees Tobey Maguire in it is like, okay, this is gonna be really bad, because it's Tobey Maguire. And then I'm like, okay, wait, maybe this is going to be his renaissance. Maybe this is going to be his the wrestler. Like
reconnaissance. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to give this one a straight up 90.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So, okay. So this is this year's Imitation Game.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think of a movie to compare to. There's no.
This could be on Imitation. Well, I mean, like Bobby Fischer was nuts. So I mean, this is gonna be. It's gonna be interesting.
Okay, so you said.
I think Toby's gonna 90. Nail it, and I think he might get some Oscar nom talk.
Wow.
And we're gonna live in a world with Tobey Maguire has an Oscar nomination.
He already got one for Brothers, I believe.
No, he didn't. He's got an Oscar nomination.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Tobey Maguire.
Let's check that right now. See if I'm wrong. I might be.
Thank heavens. He's got some MTV Movie Award wins. Yeah.
He was nominated for Screen Actors Guild and a Golden Globe.
He did win Best Kiss in 2003 for Spider-Man. He shared Kristen that Dunst. Award with Kristen Dunst.
Yeah, who can forget?
That upside-down kiss.
Of course.
And Jack Black did it on stage at those very
that's
Movie
not
Awards.
Not easy, by the way. I can't tell you how many times in high school I tried to recreate that. That is not easy.
Yeah, I could never find the right Spider-Man costume. It would never rain.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to do it because you have to wear a harness.
The hooks and the harnesses.
And you
harnesses.
Have to have someone like belay on. Like someone's belaying
right,
you
right,
trying
right.
to like repel.
And the harness.
It's not easy.
You have to put the harness underneath the suit, which is like skin tight, so it's pretty obvious.
Yeah. But it makes you look like a weirdly shaped Spider-Man because like you have like this weird shape in like your torso.
Classic.
It, yeah.
Love Spider-Man.
So, yeah. Well, yeah, Spider-Man 3, classic.
Yeah, so I'm going to say
you
90.
Said 90.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 74%.
Dude,
I'm going
that's
on the
way
end.
Too low.
Not quite rotten. Not quite rotten, but close. All right. Moving on. Let's see here. Okay, next one. Everest.
Whoa.
This is a movie that I saw the trailer 3 times, like in theaters, waiting for things. And each time it was a game of, wait, who's in this movie? Like trying to figure out, like, because they're quick shots of the actors. Like,
dude,
is Jake Gyllenhaal in this movie or is he not in this
the
movie?
The first time I saw this trailer, I was like, okay, is this like a bad movie? Is this like a joke movie? Because it's a lot of Jason Clark, which I feel like we've been getting a lot of Jason Clark lately.
Maybe a ton of Jason Clark.
Too much Jason Clark. But, and then I'm like, I see a hint of Jake Gyllenhaal. And then I watched a different trailer today where you get new Jake Gyllenhaal. Like bearded, long-haired, new Jake Gyllenhaal. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My first time watching it, I thought it was a Jake Gyllenhaal lookalike. I honestly did.
No, I thought the same thing. I thought, like, okay, if you have Jake Gyllenhaal in your movie, why would you not, like, feature him the entire time?
Yeah, wouldn't – that guy leads the trailer, not – I mean, Jason
he's
Clark's having his day in the sun, but
– he's the face of a franchise. Okay, if you type in
– but
if you type in Everest 2015 looking for pictures of the movie poster, you'll actually get a Ford SUV that I guess they're releasing called the 2015 Ford Everest. Which
and
small world.
And good luck, by the way. Good luck finding information on this movie because you have to wade through about 1,000 documentaries on Mount Everest before you can find the film called Everest.
Poorly titled. We can agree with
very
that,
poor.
Right? Like
very poor.
It should have been called like whatever Jake Gyllenhaal's character's name. It should have just been called that.
They literally could have done the tallest mountain in the world. Could have been the title of the film.
Or like
that would have been better.
Or they're all gonna die.
Yeah. Yeah. Or is Jake Gyllenhaal in this movie?
Ooh, it's called. Okay, so Jake Gyllenhaal's character is named Scott Fisher. So I think that maybe we should have been called Finding Scott Fisher.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah, because I'm sure they're going
to
die.
He's able to connect with his former co-star from Brothers, Tobey Maguire, who was in, who's we just talked about in Searching for Bobby Fisher.
That's right, and they're both going to get Oscars.
But really, though, this is a really good cast. You got Jake Gyllenhaal, Josh Brolin making another appearance, Keira Knightley,
who's doing
Jason Clark.
She's doing a phone call role, like where she probably just sat in a studio,
like that
they just had to make look like a bedroom, and then talked on the phone.
I
with
want
somebody.
That role, by the way. Like I want that role, like in that movie, that train movie with Chris Pine and Denzel Washington, and it was like Rosario Dawson was like in the room just saying things like that. The train's the size of the Chrysler Building, you know. Like I want to be that person, one location, just on the phone.
Oh no,
dude! You shoot for 2 hours and you're done. Like, that's it.
Right.
You're in the whole movie, and it's 2 hours. Yeah. Anyway, so sorry. Robin Wright, formerly Robin Wright Penn, is in this film. Sam Worthington, haven't seen him since Avatar. Good to see him back in the game. Famous character actor John Hawks. I'm not going to keep scrolling. That's where I'm going to stop. That's a lot of people though.
Yeah, I'm Don't go to the Wikipedia page for this, because it's instantly going to tell you what actually happened in real life. And I just got foxcatchered. Yeah. Dang it.
Uh-oh. Well, the director's name is Baltasar Kormakur. I know I butchered it, and I apologize to him. I'm wondering if he directed anything. He did Two Guns with Mark Wahlberg and Denzel Washington. So, great. Is it my turn to go first? Because I'm gonna go with the under on this one. So, 54% from me. Which is even, that's generous now that I think about it. But I already said the words, I already said the numbers, and the rules.
I'm going to say 75.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good one.
Didn't see that one coming. 75%. All right. Okay. The next film is, this is going to be fun to talk about, The Walk, starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt and his French accent. Directed by Robert Zemeckis, who I think is a filmmaking treasure, of course. Anyone who's responsible for Back to the Future and Castaway and, sorry, Forrest Gump. Love the movie. It's such a fun movie. People hate on it. Forrest Gump's a good movie.
But was it Best Picture? No.
Well, yeah, I very rarely do Best Pictures actually really deserve it.
Are we going to talk about Joseph Gordon-Levitt's French accent as he plays Philippe Petit?
So what's interesting is I believe Robert Zemeckis is a really talented director. The teaser trailers for this movie, which they released really early on, and I felt like I saw it 100 times, was just this one CGI shot of going up the side of one of the towers of the World Trade Center. And then you get to the top, and then the titles for the film come out called The Wire, which they had to call it The Wire because they had to have some association to the wildly popular documentary about this same topic, Man on Wire.
You mean The Walk?
Great movie. Oh, The Walk. The Walk.
The Wire is a popular TV show about Baltimore inner city problems with cops
Screw that. I tell you what, guys. Go see The Wire.
Go watch it.
Then watch Man on Wire. Then watch The Walk. And you will have had a good weekend.
And then you will see Joseph Gordon-Levitt doing his French accent, which I hope he's been working on since his Angels in the Outfield days. I just feel like he's been preparing for this role.
He was great in Angels in the Outfield. I've been hoping, like ever since Angels in the Outfield, I've been wanting him to get his break, and it looks like this might be it. This is a movie that could be, I mentioned this to you before we started recording, like this is one of those ones that definitely could go either way. This could be really bad, and it could be really good.
The contacts, the hair. The first trailer that like was pretty much just looking up and up and up the World Trade Center, like,
yeah.
Ugh. It feels like it's going to be bad, but
it was pretty bad, especially when it's like in that in the teaser trailer, when you're using 3D as the selling point, like in 3D.
Yeah, like what are they doing?
No, like you don't understand. You have an incredible story you're telling about a dude who tightrope walks.
Which makes me think it's not actually an Oscar nom. Because, like, would they ever try and push 3D on a movie that was trying to win awards? Anyways.
That movie should be so good because of that story. So, yeah, I'm going under on that one, too.
Yeah, I mean, Ben Schwartz. I love Ben Schwartz. He's in it in a smaller, like, role. He's one of the posse. He's one of my favorite comedians, so I'm excited to see him, like, in a big role after playing Jean Ralphio Saperstein on Parks and Rec.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I think this is going to be, like, a 52.
Okay. I'm going 59.
Dang it.
Yeah. I knew you were. You should have done 59, man.
No. I'm bummed you got the over.
Yeah. Yeah. That was kind of a cheap move, but I'll go first in this next one. So, all right. I'll keep going through these so we don't take too much time. The Martian, Matt Damon. Now, speaking of trailers, I regret watching that trailer so much.
It gives away so much. Like it tells you the whole story.
If it didn't look so dang good, like I would protest by not going to see it, because it says so much. It makes me mad, man. It really does.
It shows him like counting how many days he's been there, and it like shows you exactly how many days it's been, and
it shows people going back to get him. Like
it's the whole plot of the movie. Like
it's terrible.
This was a trailer that should have been way less.
But it's Ridley Scott. It's Matt Damon. It's doing Jeff Daniels. What looks? It's Jeff Daniels.
It's Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig. Yeah.
Jessica Chastain.
A lot of people are in this. Yep. Yep. I love that Jessica Chastain and
Dallas Howard and Matt are Damon. The same person.
They go straight from the Interstellar set to the Martian set.
And the poster, he's like wearing the same helmet that he was wearing in Interstellar, essentially. Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
insane. Because
this is a Dr. Man prequel, right? That's the joke everyone's making.
It's pretty much how he became Dr. Man.
Like, from what I understand, Ridley Scott had to talk him into it because he just got done doing Interstellar. Like, he was really reluctant.
Yeah.
But he said that Ridley's enthusiasm won him over.
Dude, I think this is going to be a good movie. I think this is going to be like a 93.
Did you read the book? It's a beloved book.
No, I didn't. Okay. I can't read.
Do you read books?
I can't read.
Yeah, okay.
I just like movies.
I tell people I read books, but I don't.
You got to whisper that. You don't want people to hear that.
Oh, I'll cut that out.
Yep.
I read tons of
Mark,
books.
37 minutes.
Did you say a percentage? What was it?
I said 93.
93?
Yeah.
I'm really curious to know what people like. People, we want your opinions. We're going through so many movies right now, but we're going to be calling back to these in the future to see how close we are. I want to write down everyone's opinions, everyone's thoughts, so we can have like a running tally, because this will be fun.
Yeah.
So 93. Wow. Yeah, that's a good number, man. That's what I had in my head. But we can't. That's the rule too. We can't do the same number. See, space movies are tricky, man. When's the last? Okay, I guess Gravity. What am I saying? Gravity is probably last. That got really good reviews, didn't it?
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, okay.
And I think people.
I'm gonna go. Okay, I'm going. All right, 96. I'm going real high.
Wow, I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's oof. Oh, yeah,
brave.
I kind of actually regret that a little bit. Okay. All right. After The Martian, we have Mississippi Grind. Now, this one I really wanted to add to the list because it's probably the least among the least well known of the films that we're talking about. So if you don't know what Mississippi Grind is, do yourself a favor and watch the trailer. We have all the links in the show notes. So if you're on iTunes, you can hit the little I information button, and we'll have YouTube links to watch it.
We'll also tweet those out. Mississippi Grind
is starring the great actor from Green Lantern, Ryan Reynolds, I believe is his name,
mm-hmm.
up-and-coming star. So this is – if you look at the poster, it appears to be – a sequel to that famous Edward Norton, Matt Damon film from the early 90s.
I was thinking it looks like the poster for The Cooler.
Maybe that it is. That. It has a cooler. It has a cooler vibe. Why am I not remembering the name of Sound?
Yeah, we'll come back to it.
Okay, forget it. So Mississippi Grind is. This is the short synopsis. Quote: convinced that his newfound friend Ryan Reynolds is a good luck charm. A gambling addict, played by Ben Mendelsohn, takes the man on a road trip to a high-stakes poker game in New Orleans. So he grabs him. It's a movie about poker. It's high stakes. The trailer, it's a good trailer. It's a convincing trailer. What for me is it's about Ben Mendelsohn, who has been doing a lot of under-the-radar roles. He's an Australian actor, and I saw him in this like random Australian film, and I was like, so good. But the most high-profile thing he's done is The Dark Knight Rises. He had a small role. He got killed by Bane. He was like some businessman or attorney. I don't remember. Right. He was also in The Place Beyond the Pines with Ryan Gosling. Yeah, he's awesome in that one. But this guy, he's been cast as the main bad guy in Rogue One, Star Wars anthology film. That Gareth Edwards is directing. So it'll be fun to see him be a moff in the Empire. So great actor. He seriously is a really, really great actor. Which is, for me, he's worth the cost of the ticket. I'll go see Mississippi Grind. It looks good.
I thought the trailer was well made.
It was.
Yeah, I could see this being bullish. A little darling.
I'm feeling bullish. It's going to be the very low budget, kind of. I don't know if it's officially indie, judging by the names of the production companies. Distributor A24 Films, probably indie. I'm going to go with a 92% on this one.
I like that guess. I'm going to go with a... Let's say it's going to stay right out of A. It's going to be an 88.
88%.
Yeah.
All right. So is the only... Let's see. The Walk is the only thing... Oh, no. The Walk, we both did Rotten, and then Everest, I went Rotten. Okay. Mississippi Grind. Okay. Next up is... We got some good ones coming up. 99 Homes. This was the other one that was like... pretty under the radar.
I hadn't heard of this before I watched the trailer today.
What'd you think of the trailer?
Dude, I really enjoyed the trailer. First off, Michael Shannon is maybe the most talented actor in Hollywood.
Yes. I cannot. Yes.
There's a very not safe for work video out there of him reading a letter from a sorority sister that she sent out to all of her sorority when she was really mad that they weren't going to the parties the right way. And if you have a chance, it's got a lot of fun, colorful language in it. But check it out, Michael Shannon reading a sorority letter. He's so good. Like, he should be in every movie. Except Superman Returns. I really didn't like him in Superman Returns. But he's good in everything else he's done.
See, I thought he was great as General Zod. He nailed it.
I just think it's a trash movie, but whatever.
But the performance was great.
Sorry, Michael.
Michael Shannon is like an enigma, though. Like, if you like watch him in interviews and stuff, he's like a really bizarre dude. And I love that about him. He's like a ton of mystery, and he'll just like say stuff that like he just doesn't. Yeah, zero doesn't give a crap. But anyway, I'm a big fan of his. And it's also got the guy that played Spider-Man,
Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield,
the second guy who played Spider-Man, because he's no longer the current Spider-Man.
Poor Andrew Garfield. It's not gonna catch a break. First overshadowed by Jesse Eisenberg, playing Jesse Eisenberg, and then he gets Spider-Man taken away from him.
And he tried his darndest. It wasn't his fault that second Stone, Spider-Man was so
bad. Has Emma Stone broken up with him yet?
I'm sure they're broken up. She's probably dating her co-star from the film Aloha, Bradley Cooper.
Or maybe Michael Shannon. Okay, so 99 Homes. We won't get too much in detail. We've got more movies to talk about, but watch the trailer.
Did we give our rating?
No, we haven't.
You go
first.
We've
barely talked about it other than Michael. It was a Michael Shannon love fest, is what it was.
I'm gonna give this one.
I'm going high on this one. Oh, am I going first?
Yeah, I'm gonna go 95, 96.
Ooh, dang it. Okay, that's what I was gonna do.
Are you gonna go above or below?
I'll do 90. I'm going 95.
Okay, dude, this one looks really good.
It does look good. I hope this will be one of those like kind of surprise hits, like good movie.
Michael Shannon.
Yeah, he's awesome, man.
He's kind of an Oscar Isaac-esque guy. Like, he's so talented, but he doesn't have like that mainstream. Like, he's not on the Tonight Show every night, like making everybody laugh. Although,
what's amazing is that right when Chris Pratt took over the world, like Oscar Isaac is about to just snatch that right away from him.
Yeah, like, I hope that. Yeah, that's. Oscar Isaac, so good.
I don't if anyone, any of our listeners, watch HBO at all, the miniseries Show Me a Hero that just finished, starring Oscar Isaac. The dude's so good. I mean, Ex Machina was awesome. I'm a huge fan of Inside Llewyn Davis. All big Oscar Isaac guy. But anyway, Michael Shannon, Take Shelter, was the first movie I saw with him in that. He is so good. It's a really good movie if you haven't seen it. Have you seen Take Shelter?
I have not. I'm going to go put it on my list, though.
Yeah, please do. All right, next up, after 99 Homes, we have Legend. Now,
two stars.
You are excited for Legend, am I right?
I'm unbelievably excited for Legend.
Okay, so I'm probably not.
I wish I lived in England, where it's already out.
I grow nervous because Tom Hardy is an incredibly talented actor, and we've been waiting for him to kind of like the world has been his for the taking, and he hasn't taken it yet.
I disagree
because he makes rom-coms with Reese Witherspoon and Chris Pine.
Okay, first off, that's a fun movie.
Whoa, okay. It's a fun movie.
It's not a great movie.
No.
It's a fun movie.
It was. That movie
it's a fun
so bad.
Movie.
Oh my god.
It's
I had
a
no fun.
Fun
I had
movie.
No fun. Zero fun.
It's a fun movie.
But by the way, we've talked about this a little bit on the pod. The easiest road to getting an Academy Award is playing a member of the Academy doing something heroic.
Right.
Number two would be playing a role that allows you to play two characters in the movie that are completely different. Like, that's got Oscar all over
it. Dude, he's going to get nominated for Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor for just this role. And then he's going to get nominated for Best Actor in Mad Max. He's going to get three noms.
Eddie Murphy was totally robbed. By the way, for all his hard work
in Norbit,
playing all those characters in Norbit and in The Nutty Professor, that did not.
You know
work
what? When everybody says that our society is like way worse now than ever was, just remind people about Norbit and The Nutty Professor.
There was a year that Norbit came out. Yeah.
Guys, it's not the worst. We had Norbit.
So, So Legend looks pretty good. Tom Hardy can, he's the type of actor that has the charisma that he can take take over a movie. Like he's one of the few people who can make a movie good on his own.
Yep.
What are you what's your guess?
Unfortunately I know already that there's been some mixed reviews on this bad boy.
Okay. Yeah.
And so like I feel like I maybe should bow out of guessing on this. But it should get like a 90, well, but I'm pretty sure it's going to get like a 75 to 70.
You're going 75.
I'll say 75. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going 60.
But I'm
going
to dress up as a Tom Hardy split right down the middle. So I'm just going to have like a suit on, and then one side of me is going to have glasses, and the other side of me is not going to have glasses. And then I'm going to go to the premiere dressed up as both Reggie and Ronald.
Wow. Might as well just go as Tommy Lee Jones, Two-Face, from Batman Forever.
Get out of here. It's not what I was talking about.
All right, next one.
Okay.
After Legend, we got... Bridge of Spies. We talked about Spielberg. The trailer is good. The trailer is interesting. I'm intrigued. A kind of a Cold War era. You got throwing Tom Hanks.
It's a 90.
Spielberg recipe.
It's a 90. It's going to get a 90.
It's a 90. Okay. Yeah, all right. I mean, 90.
People,
he says 90.
I mean, like, I think the lowest it could be is like Lincoln, and it's still got like reviewed. Lincoln got a 90.
Yeah. Okay. You don't think it goes lower than Lincoln? Okay. Wow. Because Lincoln, people thought that was going to win the best picture. Some
people are idiots.
Dumb people. Yeah. Okay. I watched that movie, and I still don't totally get what the plot is. But
because I'm dumb. So. Aimless.
It's a little complicated.
Well, so what I'm saying is like this movie can't be worse than that. I can't think. You got Tom Hanks.
Worse than what?
Than Lincoln. Like it's going to be at least Lincoln.
Yeah, Tom Hanks. What's interesting is when I saw Tom Hanks was in this, I of course immediately looked at his co-stars and just said, "Rest in peace."
Yep.
R.I.P.
Michael Scott's ex-girlfriend, or I guess Michael Scott's current girlfriend on The Office.
Amy Ryan. She needs a better role. She was awesome. Gone Baby Gone.
Yes. But this will be her last role, so say goodbye. Although she is in Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to see Goosebumps. Ugh.
Hey, dude. That the guy who directed Gulliver's Travels, which is one of your top 100 films of all time. You even own it on your phone and iPad.
Get out.
None of those things I said were incorrect. You have Gulliver's Travels. You showed me. Dude, I get a text from Skylar this morning. Dude, I have 100 digital movies, screenshots the whole list of all the thumbnails, and I'm going through them like, this collection's amazing. Gulliver's Travels with Jack Black. But look, we all have nephews that need to watch kids' movies from time to time. I get it.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
I'm assuming it was the free download of the week. I totally get it. That's why I have Hugo.
We all have Hugo. Thank you, iTunes.
We do. We all have Hugo and that U2 album. Thank you, Apple.
Although we wanted Hugo.
Yeah. No, I loved Hugo. I really liked it. Sacha Baron
I still
Cohen,
can't believe they gave that out for free. What a day that was.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way.
87%, by the way, on Bridge of Spies. Just FYI.
Very nice. There is... Jurassic Park is only $4.99 right now on iTunes. If you don't own it already, $4.99 for one of the greatest movies ever made. What a steal of a deal.
That's amazing. That's a top 10 film of all time, isn't
it?
You think?
It's top 10 all time, for sure.
Yeah, it's top 10 all time. Yeah.
I mean, if people are going to want Casablanca in the top 10, Jurassic Park, way better movie.
Yeah, but we all in agreement that Citizen Kane's a lock at number one, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it just goes without saying.
I'm
not going to fire
Citizen
you.
Kane,
you're not going to allow yourself to get fired
so
up.
So good. Rosebud. Rosebud.
Screw you, Citizen Kane. Great, great movie.
I'm Orson Welles. I read stuff on the radio and people freak out. Yeah.
Orson Welles was a better director than Kubrick.
Okay, I'm done with this podcast.
I'm going to actually
how many
no,
more
I
movies
that
are we doing?
Immediately. I'm sorry.
How many more
I'm
movies
sorry.
Are we doing?
I'm sorry
just,
to everybody.
Just how many more
I'm
movies
sorry.
Are we doing?
I apologize to the Kubrick estate. I apologize to everybody that I shouldn't have
I'm
said
glad
that.
Stanley
so
Kubrick's
dumb.
Dead so we didn't have to hear that.
Okay, next movie. Steve Jobs, Michael Fassbender.
Michael yeah, Fassbender, who looks nothing like Steve Jobs, and they did nothing to make him look
right?
like Steve Jobs
right.
in this movie.
Yeah, yeah. That which is why we cast him in our movie to play Blake Griffin
right.
in the DeAndre Jordan.
Dude, Michael Fassbender can
Doesn't
do
have to
anything.
Look like him.
Dude, this movie's going to get like a 97.
Dude, this movie's going to kill.
It is.
Right? Like, All right, dude, if you're going 97, I'm going 98.
Whoa. I mean, so the last time we got a Steve Jobs movie, ooh, it was called Jobs, and it was a piece of trash, hot garbage.
You know.
But yeah, this looks like they went the exact opposite. This looks incredible. They went for acting ability over just looks. And I'm
look, they put Jeff Daniels in, okay?
Right.
That's all.
Well,
that's
Jeff Daniels, who's this is the second movie we've talked about with Jeff Daniels. I think we might have one more. You got Sorkin, Danny Boyle, like this is gonna be a great movie. It's gonna be beloved by everyone.
Yeah.
The only problem it might have is people who are anti Apple because of all the Apple fanboys.
Yep.
There might be like
and there that. Are there like we can't understate the anti Sorkin constituency. I mean, there are people who really hate Sorkin. They hated Moneyball. They hated The Newsroom. They hated West Wing.
Well, there are some people who feel like that he shouldn't have written a movie starring Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah.
Like, they feel like that was a real misstep for him. But besides that.
Well, yeah. People are upset because he was tasked with doing a biopic of a real-life person, but he decided to just shirk that and just do it just about Jesse Eisenberg.
Which, actually, looking at that, pretty brave choice.
It was brave. Totally brave. And it paid
I wish he would have done that with Fassbender. I would love to see a movie about Fassbender. But instead, we get a movie about Steve Jobs. Okay, so we got that.
I mean, how do we not know, though, that this is a movie about Fassbender, right? It really could be. Maybe that was Frank. All right. Steve Jobs, you said, you gave your 97.
Yes.
So next up is Ba-dum, ba-dum.
Spectre.
We have Christoph Waltz in Spectre.
This movie looks so complicated.
Can't wait. I cannot wait.
What did Skyfall get?
This. Oh, it was like 90s. Oh, that was
92.
Like
and then what did the one before that?
Well, Quantum of Solace got, it was like 70 or 60. It didn't do well.
How would it get that? It was a terrible movie. Yeah, 65.
Well, 60.
65 is way too high for that movie. It's hot garbage. Okay, I'm going to say this one's going to be somewhere between that. I'm going to give it like a 78. Because I just think it's the plot looks way too complicated. I don't think that they can pull it off.
Okay. Did you prefer Skyfall or Casino Royale?
Casino Royale. I really liked Casino Royale.
They're both so good.
It's way more straightforward.
I'm going 92. No, excuse me. 90. Well, I already said it. I didn't mean to do the exact same as Skyfall. I meant to go one up Skyfall.
You're fine. You're saying this is going to be better than Skyfall.
I think it's going to get 1% more than Skyfall. I don't know if it'll be a better film than Skyfall. I mean, that Adele track. So good.
Yeah, did you see who they got to do the Adele track this time?
Sam Smith.
Man, England needs more talented people.
They sure do.
Ugh.
Okay, next up after Spectre is a movie you and I personally cannot wait for. The Good Dinosaur by Pixar. This is Pixar's most recent sequel from the Land Before Time Disney series. They just continue it on.
We can't say that. Brian's not going to like that.
I know. Brian might listen. We're joking, Brian.
He's not going to might listen. He's listening. He might be our most faithful listener despite everything that he feels about our podcast. But
I know. I was going to say passive aggressiveness. It's just aggressive.
I'm not excited to see this movie.
Again, I've said this before. Pixar, with the exception of the sequels, because Pixar has the last two sequels have been stinkers, right? Cars 2 and Monsters U. But with original films, they deserve the benefit of the doubt. They've yet to really do terrible unless you hated Brave.
I didn't like Brave.
I think I will like this movie more than I'm expecting. Unfortunately, I'm expecting it to be not very good. The trailer left much to be desired. The Croods is just too similar to The Croods, and people loved The Croods.
Yeah, I just can't believe that we just got Inside Out like 5 months ago, and now we're getting The Good Dinosaur now. Like it's a weird feeling. But anyway, like I don't know. I don't like the animation style they went with. I don't like the way the dinosaur looks. I don't like the animation style on the kid. Like I'm gonna say this is a 65. And this is going to be the first step on to me winning that bet with Brian. Because it's going to be a Disney Pixar movie under 80.
Well, yeah, other than the Cars films, right?
Cars 3 does not count. Well, no, we're saying on future Pixar movies. I think over like the next 5 years, if enough are under 80, I win some amount of money or something. I need to look on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, look that up. I want to know what that number is because we need to keep track. Okay. Because this movie is definitely not breaking the 80 plane. Let's be real. It didn't look very good. And frankly, there it was a the production was a bit of turmoil.
Yes, they were working on this movie for a while.
When the release date gets moved this much, it's not a good sign. So you said 65?
Yeah, I think so.
Remind me?
People listening at home are like, no, that's not what he said.
That's not what he said. I run the tape back. We're writing down 65. It's on the tablet. Sorry. The stone tablets. I'm going a little higher. I'm going 73, but it's not going over 80. So, okay, next film is Concussion, starring Will Smith. Couple thoughts about this. I was excited to watch the first trailer because when I heard Will Smith was going to play someone from Africa that speaks with a pretty heavy African accent, I really was excited to see how the Fresh Prince was going to pull this off. Didn't turn out as bad as I thought it would, but like we're in the Joseph Gordon-Levitt French accent territory, right? Like it could go really bad.
Dude, he's doing a much better job than Joseph Gordon-Levitt's doing with the French accent.
He is. No, definitely.
Although not,
no doubt
I think it's an easier accent to do. I'm not exactly positive. I can't do it myself for certain social reasons, but I think it's an easier accent to do.
Yeah, don't, please.
I'm not going to.
Impression.
I will keep doing my Joseph Gordon-Levitt French accent. No, it's more like Tony Parker. I will date the desperate housewife. I will marry her. Then I will cheat on her. Spurs suck.
Okay. So Concussion, the other interesting thing about Concussion is it actually looks like it could be a pretty good movie. The thing that this has going against it is the same thing that Citizen Kane had going against it. Citizen Kane had William Randolph Hearst, the largest newspaper tycoon in the country, like trying to get the film not released and then paying reviewers to just completely slam the film. There is a similar sized lobby here at play, and that's the National Football League that it's a $1 billion corporation that will do everything in its power to convince us that this is a bad movie. The question is, will they be able to actually, I mean, I don't know. I know film critics tend to be very hoity-toity and they're not going to take money bribes, but hey, Roger Goodell's going to get out that checkbook. Everyone has a price.
I just think that it looks so preachy. And like, not to defend the NFL, it looks so preachy though. And people don't, like critics normally don't love the movies that are trying to push their message so heavily, so.
Ooh.
So how many movies we got left? Oh wait, did we say? I'm gonna say this is gonna get like a 42.
We just have two more movies. Okay, I'm gonna go over two more movies, and I'll tell you right now, the two more movies are going to be Creed and In the Heart of the Sea.
Okay.
So Concussion, your vote was
42.
Oh, you're rotten.
Oh,
this is
very
the lowest.
Rotten.
Oh whoa. Okay, yeah, this will be I think our largest.
I think it's gonna get the. It's two.
But you're not a conspiracy theorist in the same way I am. You don't think the NFL is going to actually be able to exert influence.
No, it's because people are going to watch it and be like, man, these people really hate the NFL.
Yeah.
Although they like Michael Moore.
It did seem a little heavy-handed in the trailer, didn't it?
Dude, it seems super heavy-handed. Whatever, I don't know. 42, yeah. It's probably going to get an 80.
But you don't think the whole like underdog, like big billion-dollar corporation, that resonates with the populace,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, people love that. I don't know. It's probably going to do way better than I think. I just think
so,
it looks
42.
Yeah, I think calling it Concussion is the worst thing they could have possibly called it.
That was so dumb. Oh my gosh, that's okay. I'm gonna go. I think it won't be a very. I think it'll have its good parts. I think it won't be very good. I think it's gonna remind me of that, the WikiLeaks movie with Benedict Cumberbatch playing Julian Assange, where it's
not
like
good.
A couple really good performances, but the movie wasn't good, right? Like I think it's gonna be something like that. I do think it's going to barely broach Fresh, though, so I'm giving it 61%. Okay, next up, from the guy who did Fruitvale Station with Michael B. Jordan, bringing Michael B. Jordan back, but this time in the ring, the son of Apollo Creed. The trailer, I'm just going to tell you right now, is absolutely fantastic. I loved the trailer to this movie. I probably watched it 10 times. I'm, like, pumped. I'm ready to run up the steps of Philadelphia. I got my Sly Stone, Sylvester Stallone hat, I'm good to go, man. I'm ready to punch some hanging things of meat, you know?
Yeah.
That was a good trailer, man. The movie might suck, but that was a good trailer. That was a really good trailer.
It's a really good trailer. I'm going to say the movie's going to get an 82.
Oh, that's
I think
good,
it looks
that's
good,
a really
though.
Good one. Okay. All right. I'm going 87 on Creed. Uh, 82 and 87. And lastly, starring our main man, the brother of Liam Hemsworth, in the Happy Day, the movie directed by that kid from Happy Days about Moby Dick, in the heart of the sea. Now, the reason why this is an interesting one is we mentioned earlier, they delayed the release of this film many, many months to have it be in Oscar season, to be in the conscience of the voters. So the studio believed enough in this movie, a movie that I'm sure they spent over $100 million to make.
Oh, yeah.
They were okay waiting like 8 or 9 months because they believed it was that good. That's rare for people to do it that way. It's always the other way around. But they believed in the movie. So is it good? Is it going to be good? The trailer it piques my interest at least a little bit. But is this another Master and Commander?
I think it looks a lot. I'm not sure I'm going to love it, but I think it'll probably get reviewed pretty well. I mean, I'm interested to see it, but I'm not dying to see it either. Like, it's interesting looking though, but I'm gonna say it's gonna get an 88. I don't think it'll be much worse than that.
How about this? Can you name a bad movie that Ron Howard has directed off the top of your head?
No,
I can't either. Everyone that I think of is a good movie. You said 80. I never listen when you say 88. When you say your numbers.
I think I already guessed 88. I was born that year.
I'm gonna go 79.
Good deal. Is that our last movie?
Yeah, all right, we're gonna keep to this. Yep. So everyone, again, this is a long list, and it'll all be in the show notes. In the Heart of the Sea, Creed, Concussion, Good Dinosaur, Spectre, Steve Jobs, Bridge of Spies, Legend, 99 Homes, Mississippi Grind, The Martian, The Walk, Everest, Pawn Sacrifice. Oh, that is a terrible name. Oh my gosh.
It's
a movie about chess. It's a little on the nose, guys.
A little.
Sicario, Hateful Eight, and Black Mass. If we are missing a movie, like if there was like a Christopher Nolan
movie. We didn't
Nolan
talk about that that Boston Catholic priest investigation movie that looks really good.
Oh, you're right. Wait, did I miss it? Is that Spotlight?
Spotlight. That looks really good.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that a 99.
I literally read past it. It's in my list. Spotlight. Tell us who's in it.
Dude, it's got everybody in it.
Dude, tons of Catholic haters.
Yeah, Michael Keaton's looking like he's leading the field.
Okay. I was gonna mention this.
We got Liev Schreiber again.
This looks like a Michael Keaton that was like, oh, you're gonna give Eddie Redmayne the Oscar. It's like everyone told me I was supposed to get this. Like, okay, fine, whatever. I'm gonna start making a lot more movies because like he was pretty much.
But I mean
he, almost semi-retired. Like, he lives in Montana on a ranch. He just doesn't care. He doesn't want to be bothered.
Yeah, I mean, but so this, now he's like, this one looks so good. Like, you got Tucci.
I think we're going to see Michael Keaton every Oscar season for this foreseeable future until he gets that statue.
I hope so.
It looks like a good movie. Excellent trailer. Well edited. You said
99.
What's your real guess? Ooh, I think the Vatican lobby is too strong to allow that to happen.
Dude, this looks really good.
If there's anything stronger than the NFL, it's the Catholic Church.
People love being anti-religious these days.
Mm. All right. Man, I'm going to 89%. Oh, man, it's a movie about kids getting molested by priests.
Did you not see that Shame movie?
Shame with Michael Fassbender?
Yes.
I don't think that's
about
the Catholic
I'm thinking
Church.
About the one with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, Doubt.
Doubt.
Very different movie.
You know what, though? One word. Short words.
Doubt is Meryl Streep and Philip Seymour Hoffman in some of the most electric scenes in terms of, like, two actors. Like, they both just go just insane in a couple scenes. I really liked Doubt.
It's a great movie.
Probably better play than a movie, but, like, I really liked it. You go 99%
what do you got?
Spotlight. I'm going 92. 92.
Okay. Hey, I got to get going. So, thanks for listening.
As we say... Hold on
to your butts.
Oh.
Okay, that's the best we're going to do.
Thank you for listening to the Brave Little Podcast. Hold on to your butts.